Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Beat the Bank is coming up, so you could win up to $1,000. Kick off the weekend right. I mean the week right. Speaking of the weekend.
Wow, what a weekend!
If you had something go down this weekend, whether it was funny or really nice, whatever. Got you smiling, we want to hear about it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can also text on that number,
of
too.
Of course you can. I'll tell you guys what happened on my weekend.
Wow, what a weekend!
Yay. So we had a something happen in our family, which required my wife to leave town.
Yeah.
And her sister. And so when I made it back in town, because I went with them, I had two dogs, two kids, and me.
Okay.
Now, I only own one dog. That's my boy, Dex. He's been with us for 15 years. He's a good boy. He's a good boy, that Dex. I also had my sister-in-law's dog that I had to babysit over the weekend. Foxy.
Foxy, all right?
Foxy.
Foxy.
Is Foxy a big dog? Because I know Dex is a chihuahua.
Foxy's also a chihuahua.
Oh, okay.
But smaller than my chihuahua. Very small.
Oh, like a miniature chihuahua.
Yeah, and I should have known that she was not going to be accustomed to staying at my house, because the first night into having Foxy with me, I let the dogs out in the backyard. I'm having a good time. Getting ready to watch a little Dateline. You know, I'm getting my stuff ready. It's getting dark outside.
Wild night.
Yeah, you know. Well, I have the kids. That's how we roll. And I see my dog, Dex, go up to the door, which means he's done pooping. So I let him in.
Yeah.
Close the door. I'm figuring Foxy's out there doing her thing. She's probably excited about being able to be in a backyard.
What about that mountain lion?
Because she lives in an apartment. So I was letting her enjoy the back door, the outdoors.
Yeah.
And about 30 minutes go by, and I'm like, huh. She hasn't popped up to the door yet to come back in.
She doesn't know the rules.
Yeah, she's a visitor.
So,
a guest.
So I open the door and I yell, Foxy. No Foxy showing up.
No Foxy.
So I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
So I walk outside and I start looking in my backyard. And I don't have a very
panic,
huge...
panic, that feeling in your heart.
Oh, automatically, my gut just sunk.
It's one thing if it's your dog, that's bad enough.
Right.
It's somebody else's dog.
And we were dealing with something pretty traumatic, so I didn't want her sister to, you know, deal with even more. So I walk out into my backyard, which is not very big. It took me about a minute to look in every bush, everything I could in my backyard, and determine that Foxy was not in my backyard.
Mm. Jailbreak.
Foxy had escaped my backyard.
No.
Foxy's on the loose.
Through one of those little holes that bunnies dug to get in there.
Yeah.
She's smaller than my dog, so she fit through this. And I went out there with my kids. We walked for an hour.
No,
we went in my truck. Drove around the neighborhood.
Oh,
no sign of Foxy.
No.
So I finally had to do the dreaded call to my wife.
No.
And this is the last call they want to receive, because they were dealing with some...
I wouldn't have called.
I know. But I don't... What am I supposed to do?
Like, buy another chihuahua.
Wait. I can't buy another chihuahua.
Yes, you can't.
Not one that looks like Foxy.
Yes, you can. You wait until that news.
They're out of town.
They get home. Then that buys you time to find Foxy.
Yeah, you have plenty of time, dude. You got a couple of days.
I just wanted to know, is there something I should do? Is there somewhere she likes to go hide? I needed some intel from the owner.
She doesn't know.
And so
you made the wrong
move. So I called my wife, and I told my wife, who did not obviously, I didn't want to call my sister-in-law, so I called my wife to help me out. So we both made a post, posted it on our Facebook neighborhood page. Remember, I looked for this dog over an hour.
Yes.
I drove around the neighborhood. My next door neighbor, George, found her 30 seconds in.
Way to go, George.
She was in the alley, I guess, next to a bush, right next to my house.
Wondering where you were.
Wondering where I was.
Hey, JC!
Oh, my goodness, dude. If I would have lost this dog this weekend forever... Yeah, and Jenna, there's mountain lions, because they're doing construction, so all the wildlife is coming out. I'm thinking...
Yeah, I thought she got
that wild boar.
Well, it's not...
There's hawks.
Mountain lions.
Bobcats.
Mountain lions sound scary.
Yeah.
And those big birds. Those big...
Hawks.
Yeah, there's hawks.
And I could pick up a little mini chihuahua.
In a second.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and these
you
hawks.
You can't let those go out in the yard by themselves because of that.
So, lesson learned.
Yeah.
I really did think that either a bobcat or a hawk had picked her up, and I was...
Yeah. Dude, you need to get... Like Kelly said, you need to have your eye on a spare Foxy.
Yeah.
Just
in
case.
What a weekend!
Just in case that happens again.
Crisis averted, though. No, not anymore.
JC. Thank you. Thank you, George. Next door neighbor, George.
Yeah.
George Hero, man.
Save the day.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My wife is mad at me, by the way, for that. Apparently, I was supposed to have her on the leash in the backyard. I didn't know that. No.
You learned that from Pampy back in the day?
Apparently they told me as I was driving away, but I wanted to leave so fast that I didn't hear it. Yeah. You know, I'll go. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So you have a nice little weekend story for us.
Wow, what a weekend!
Oh, yes. So we went out for drinks, and it was me and my boyfriend and a few of our friends, and I had quite a few, but we were just trying to be really sweet, so I walk up to my boyfriend, I go to give him a hug from behind, but it wasn't my boyfriend. It was someone that looked like him, and his girlfriend just happened to be sitting right next to him, and he turned around, and she started screaming at me
that
I was hitting on her boyfriend, and...
Some girls need to take a chill.
I don't like those kinds of situations, so I was just like backing into a corner like, I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It is. It's way of reaction.
Accident.
I had a woman chew me out one time because I'm sitting at the bar. You know, we're just sitting there, and a man sitting next to me, and, you know, he complimented my watch or something, and I said something to him, and she comes walking up. It's like, do you have a man? I was like, excuse me.
Whoa.
I'm just sitting, you know, just going off on me. These territorial women.
Like, get out of here.
They're not doing anything.
But what if they were, like, have something going on in their relationship? Like, he just cheated.
Oh, he's a cheater.
Did men find that sexy that a woman's that jealous?
It's that insecure.
No.
Ridiculous.
That's scary to us.
And then it just ruins it. And then I'm just, like, I'm stuck sitting there.
Yeah.
And this guy's, like, trying not to look straight ahead. And now it's like, now what do we do?
Right.
If anything, I'm impressed when the wife's sitting next to him and we're just making conversation. She's really cool.
Yeah.
She doesn't even care. She's like, I'm so...
It's not cute.
Our relationship's great. Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah, for sharing that. I saw a guy once go up. It was actually a buddy of mine. We're in a group. And his girlfriend was hanging out with us, but she had left to go to the bathroom. And we're talking to a random girl. And he comes up with behind the random girl and grabs her... Full-on cuffs both cheeks.
What?
Hey, baby.
Oh, thought that was
she
the girl.
Jumps up, turns around, not his girlfriend. Hey. She's just walking right out of the bathroom, but she handled it like a boss. She didn't get mad at him.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what you do. That's what normal people do.
She is, yeah.
Yeah.
She reacted the way you're supposed to. You know, obviously,
laugh it off.
Laugh
it's an obvious
off.
Mistake.
And he was just about to die because he grabbed a random girl's butt. Don't make it worse. Jenna, did something happen to you this weekend?
Did something happen to me?
Yeah, didn't you have a Wow What a Weekend for us?
Well, I did, but it's not about me. It's a very cool story that I read that just made me very happy for this little girl. Montana Kenny, age 7. Mm-hmm. She's from Austin, Texas. She has become the youngest person to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Whoa!
Whoa! Wow.
She did it with her mom, Holly. Holly, her mother, is a former professional triathlete, so they had some training in there. But yeah, this little 7-year-old girl, youngest ever to hike the peak, and she took the climb in honor of her late dad, who died in 2013 when she was just 3.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that the higher I go, the closer I am to him in heaven.
Aww.
And the photo of her and her mom at the top is super cool. There were a couple boys that were 7 that climbed, but she's still the youngest.
In your face, Al.
To ever do it.
That's Al's goal, is to climb a mountain.
Yeah, I'm climbing a mountain.
So
yeah.
She won't be trained and has been wanting to do it for her dad.
Way to go,
only
girl.
Only 2/3 of the people succeed that try and get up there. So
yeah, way to go, girl.
I love
it. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't do that one.
No? Okay. Yeah, that's a little too much.
A little tall.
Yeah. We're looking for the smallest mountain to climb for Big Al. Hi, Shanley.
Hi. Good morning.
So you had a pretty eventful weekend.
I did. I went to the Dallas Fan Expo and got to meet a bunch of celebrities, but like my highlights were Ben Affleck and Jodie Benson, the voice of Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Nice.
And then I came home and found out my car had been stolen while I was gone.
Oh,
so
no.
I had it up and down, but overall, my car was found last night by accident by a police officer. So...
Oh my gosh, happy ending.
Yeah.
Did you have to spend money to get your photo with Ben Affleck?
I did, but I splurged because it was for me and for my sister, and she'd been so excited like to find out he was coming, and I just did it. And he was such a wonderful surprise as far as like his like carrying on with everybody and being so sociable and friendly. And
oh, good.
It was nice. Good.
I'm glad to hear.
As soon as he walked up, he was excited to see us as Harley Quinns, and he was like, two Harley Quinns, y'all look awesome.
Aww.
You're beautiful.
Aww.
And like put his arms around us. It was great.
That's pretty awesome. Now, a lot of people are wondering how much, if you don't mind sharing, how much do you have to spend to meet Ben Affleck?
For the photo op, it was more than I've spent on others, but I mean, it is Ben Affleck, and he's Batman.
But how much?
Yeah. Is it $100 or $200?
$250.
It was
$250.
$250. That's not as bad as I thought.
No, it could have been, for an A-lister like that. Yeah.
Wait, $250 per person?
No. Oh. You can have up to three people in a photo.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, did you get to see his back tattoo?
I didn't, but we thought that a girl that came in had a Ben Affleck tattoo on her back, but it was a shirt that she made. Oh. And he was actually like a giddy kid pulling his phone out and taking pictures of it because he was just, loving it.
Everybody's thinking, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I'm sorry your car got stolen, but I'm glad that they accidentally found it. That sucks.
Those superheroes, they're going to be able to find it.
Have the best day of your life, and then you walk out, your car's gone. And hold on one second. Trevor had a wow, what a weekend moment for us.
Come on, Trev.
Hi, Trev.
Hi. First time caller, long time listener. sorry. I had... honestly, one of the most amazing weekends ever in my entire life.
Yeah? Why?
And basically, my girlfriend broke up with me back in November, and I went to a bar last Saturday, and first time I had ever seen her in public after the breakup and everything, and it was a little rough.
Yeah?
I got $120 in free alcohol.
Oh.
Because everybody in the bar... it's a small town. They know it.
Yeah.
And then I sang CeeLo Green's Forget You on karaoke.
But the unedited version, right?
Yeah, the unedited version, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And she's there at the bar.
With a few hand signs thrown in there, too.
So you finally got to say what you wanted to say.
Drinking heavily.
Yeah. So you got to say what you have always wanted to say to your ex since she broke up with you. And then what happened?
Dude.
Well, surprisingly enough, after that, she decided to come back to me. At least for tonight. I'm not sure about any future plans yet, but...
What?
For tonight.
Working through that.
Well, she came back to him because he's saying, forget you.
What? She kind of likes that you stood up to her, maybe.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Trevor, good luck with that, man.
Wow.
Wow,
apparently, also, if you want a girlfriend back, just go sing Forget You.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What a weekend.
Well played, sir. Congratulations.
Wow.
Trevor got his girl back.
Jeez. That's crazy.
That is crazy. And now it's time for your password, actually.
All right. That's crazy.
Thank you for all your weekend calls and your text messages, Kid Nation.
Oh, man.
We love seeing that you're having a good time. But... we need to give you this password so you could win up to $1,000.
Okay.
The password this hour is Australia. Australia is your password.
Okay.
Okay? We're going to have you call in within 10 minutes. That means Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. You want to win some extra cash this morning?
Yeah.
I know you get paid usually on Fridays, but you can get paid on Monday. It's time to play Beat the Bank. We just gave you the password. Now you call in, give us the password, and go inside the vault to claim your prize. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Number, Jenna?
21.
Call number 21. You get to play Beat the Bank. And if you don't get in this hour, we'll play again in just an hour.
Bam.
Boom, just like that.
Done.
Don't forget, it's National Change Your Name Day.
Uh-huh.
And remember...
how's it going, Cody?
It's going very well, baby Jay. Or from the text, because we just did a wow, what a weekend. Good morning, Cuauhtemoc, which is one of the names I want to go by, but you guys can't pronounce it very well. Baby Jay, Mary, and I forgot Big Al's name. Sorry,
Antoine.
Big Al.
It's Antoine.
But they're happy because this weekend, he got to marry his girlfriend of 8 years, and they're planning the honeymoon. And speaking of changing your name... you remember Ellen, who won the Lay's potato chips with the taco flavor?
Yes.
She would like to be known as... Consuela Banana Hammock, if you guys please.
Consuela Banana Hammock.
That's
from Friends, Phoebe.
Name.
Ah, got it.
Oh.
Yeah. Shout out, Phoebe.
Been a long time since I saw
Consuela Banana Hammock. Yeah.
All right, will do, Ellen.
And speaking of this weekend, we do have to get into the big party, but we're getting a lot of text messages about this. Is JC just going to be vague all morning long about his traumatic event that caused him to back out of a movie?
Yeah.
Spit the tea out. Here's the thing. It's not my story to tell, and I'm trying to
respect those involved.
The privacy, but I talked to my wife, and what I can tell you right now is my mother-in-law was sent to ICU, where she is still currently housed, and once everything clears and we get over this hurdle, I would love to share with with you guys what happened. But right now, we're going to respect what's going on.
And, we respect that.
And my mother-in-law. But yeah, my mother-in-law is in ICU. And that's
there you go.
So if you want to send some prayers, we'll take them.
Pray for her.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
But that caused me to miss Kelly's birthday party this weekend.
Yeah, we were disappointed, but we definitely understood.
I know. How did it go?
You know, I wrote in my blog that it would be a much more interesting story if something went wrong, but I can't really, unless you could think of something, I can't think of anything that went
perfect.
Wrong.
Well, to the fact that I got a check.
Wait, what?
That I got a tab that I had to pay.
You had a, no, you did. Oh, no. Wait a minute. No, there's an explanation.
You
had to
pay a bill?
There's an explanation.
Oh, no, this is the explanation I got from the waitress. When she came up and she said something, I said, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. And she said, happy birthday. But that's my name in the balloons right there. So I finally told her, I said, how are we going to work this out? She goes, I'm going to have to put it all in one check and y'all have to figure it out. That's what I was told. Came and told you that.
No, so you told me you got Justin's check.
The end of the night, I put in my credit card.
How much?
No, Kelly.
As I always
how much?
Do.
No, Kelly.
How much?
Yes.
No, I told her,
like
I said, this is
bucks.
The one person that doesn't have to pay tonight.
No, she didn't care. It was like 70, I don't know. I just said, I don't care.
I said, this is the one person that doesn't have to pay tonight. It's Kelly.
To quote Big Al Mac's blog today. Nothing went wrong. The food came out quickly. The band was great. The service was
great. Everything is fine. I don't care.
I'm sorry. I'll give it back to you right now.
I don't care. No, it's fine. Oh. It's just, once again, nobody that waits on me knows it's my birthday.
And
it's like that year the girl held my birthday cake ransom.
That's what she got her tip?
She would not give my cake. Give me my cake until we paid my tab. I said, but it's my birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I get that it's not true in every bar situation. They don't care that it's your birthday. But it's my birthday at Big Al's bar.
And not only that, but Kelly had to drive about an hour and a half to get there on a bus.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. That's the only thing.
I told you, this girl does not pay.
It's fine.
I said, this girl does not pay.
It's fine. But it was worth that and more to see Robert dancing his booty off.
It was a great video.
We have to talk about this because, like you said earlier in the show, Robert Whitechedder, our boss, our fearless leader here, our executive producer, he's not very gregarious in party situations. He's probably the one that's going to, if he goes to a party.
That's the thing. I didn't even think he was going to go.
And I've never seen him at any of your birthday parties that I can recall.
No, it was just a whim. Boss man George asked him, and he said, okay.
Sure.
I didn't think about it, just went with it.
I asked, Cheddar's in the building. Hi, Cheddar. I asked you on Friday, am I going to see you at the party before I left work? And you said, just like that.
No,
I never go to birthdays.
No.
I didn't go to Kelly's wedding.
Yeah.
No way.
In fact, it's more.
No,
birthday lunches for work people, I don't usually go to anything.
He actually is the biggest birthday Grinch there is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I offended him when I asked him if he was like, no.
Do you know me, man?
No, I'm not going.
And I wasn't offended, and nor was I surprised to not see you.
When did the tide turn for you?
When George called me.
Well, yeah.
Oh, the boss called you? The big boss?
He's like, I'm thinking of going.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to, get a ride share. And I was like, okay, well, I'll get one way if you get the other way.
Okay.
That's fair.
So you guys went as a date together.
You had a couple's
thing. Yeah. And so before Kelly was there. That's right. And so I look out the door and I see George and Whitechedder walking up. I'm like, what?
This is big.
Now, it's an hour drive. Did you guys, and you took a car service. Did you have some drinks on the way?
No. No, but when we did get in, the guy goes, are y'all really going to Waxahachie? Did y'all mean to put that in? I was like, yeah.
Because it's far.
How much was the ride?
It wasn't bad. It was like $48.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
$41, I think.
Yeah. It's not as far as what y'all think. You know, it's 30 miles.
Coming from far.
Yeah.
But we pull up on the square and the guy lets us out and we don't know where to go because there's no sign on Al's bar.
No sign?
You don't have a sign, dude?
No.
Yeah, we're working on it.
So we're like, I guess it's where the music's at.
Couldn't you have taken your, well, I guess it's a different name, but couldn't for now, couldn't your interim sign have been the mat?
No, I didn't want
This is the guy that gets banners printed for the drop of a hat, yeah. but he doesn't have a sign on his bar.
Yeah. We'll see all the cool places, Cheddar. All the cool places don't have signs.
You
know where it is.
You just know to knock twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I had a secret code, it'd be on the list.
Yeah.
So they come bebopping in, and the music's playing, and Justin's there, Kelly's there.
Bebopping. I'm there.
And so I look over. I have to be honest, 100%. The next day is when I really saw the video. But, you know, Chad is having a good time. He's in party mode, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
He's in party mode. He's in drinking, and George is drinking. The next day, Kelly sends us this video.
Oh, it's so glorious.
And we have to play this on Kid TV, right?
We're going to play it on Kid TV. I'm going to post it on my Instagram. I'm going to post it everywhere.
Listen, I'm on.
If Ellen doesn't have White Cheddar on her show dancing within 2 weeks, I'm going to
I do have a story about this dance.
No, I don't want a story.
Don't ruin it.
Is it going to ruin it?
Yes.
Don't ruin it.
No, it's not going to ruin it, but I'm just saying.
Just say I was feeling the music.
I was feeling the music, but Justin was in the middle of the dance floor.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He's not on the video.
Uh-uh.
But he's doing his thing.
You're married,
and he can dance way better than I can. And I was doing what he was doing.
That's his excuse.
He was copying. Yeah, I was copying, but yeah.
Look at Kid TV right now, y'all.
He's so happy.
Oh my God.
That's
the worst ever. That's the worst.
It's great, though. I love the booty.
Because when I walk off here in a second, I'm going to Justin.
And so you got Bossman George. You're backing it up on George, by the way, at one point in the video. And I also see hot intern Jordan there. He was there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he got a girl with him. Oh, it looks like you guys had a good time.
Clearing up the dance floor.
Of course they were.
It was fun. It was fun.
I'm so sad.
I appreciate it.
I had no idea the video was going on. It wasn't until the next morning when Al said, "Man, that video."
Yeah.
I said, "What video?" He said, "Oh, yeah, you weren't on that group text."
That's like the worst thing to hear from people. Oh, my gosh, that awesome video of you last night.
Yeah.
Oh, what did I do?
So awesome.
Was Alan ever able to make it? Because I knew he had to do his movie thing.
Yes, there was a thunderstorm pouring, and so they had to wrap early.
Yes.
He said, What do I do? I said, just come home. And he made it in time.
Oh, so good.
Awesome. Yeah, he was able to go on the bus with us.
Al, is it true that the awning at your bar says meat sweats?
It does.
Why you just call it the guy's meat sweats and save the money? I'm changing it.
No, I love that expression.
That's a stupid name.
No, it's not.
That was the name of the previous business tenant.
Yeah.
So we peeled that off, that vinyl off of the awning, but you can still see where it was up there.
You're right.
Oh my gosh. Meat sweats.
Restaurant.
Oh my gosh, the meat sweat.
Oh, sweat. I don't want to eat it anyplace. Sweat.
Makes me not want to eat meat. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
Good.
How do you feel about Big Al and Mac making Kelly do an appearance for free and then charging her at the end of the night?
I wish I had. Now I know something did go wrong. So,
because
I was thinking, everything was just great.
Why aren't you refunding her right now?
I don't know. What are you up to right now, Ashley?
Budget. I got the money.
I'm just waiting to go into work.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm actually a medical student, so I call it work, but it's more like an internship, I guess.
No,
That's
for sure. So you want to be a doctor, right?
Yes, hopefully.
And what do you want to practice?
Wow.
I really like internal medicine, maybe endocrinology.
Definitely.
That's the study of the endocrines.
That's right.
Yeah.
The endocrine system, Al.
Yes, the endocrine system.
Yeah. Very good.
On those independent crows.
this could be your next girlfriend, Al. Ashley, are you single?
No, I just got engaged last summer.
Dang it. Sorry, Al.
Just got engaged last summer.
Just missed her just by that.
Just missed it by about 9 months.
All right. That's when I broke up.
All right, Ashley. Well, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Australia?
Password accepted.
Yay.
Ashley, welcome to the vault.
Yay.
Now it's you and the banker one-on-one. Mano a mano. To win that money. Here's how it works, right? He's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. It can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn. Now, it could be $100. It could be $1,000. Regardless, even if he says $1,000, make sure you say stop, because if that door closes, you get nothing. Okay, Ashley?
Got it.
You got this.
All right.
All right, and I know you're going to need that money because you're in medical school.
Medical school.
Oh, my gosh.
That is not
definitely
cheap. Right?
Well, I mean, don't get paid a lot right now, so
right,
we understand. Okay.
So let's try to get you paid. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$90 $120 $230 $250 $330 $400 $540.
$540 is $540.
Ashley wants to play it safe, and she got her money. $540.
Thank you so much.
What are you gonna use that towards?
Either student loans or this wedding we have coming up next summer.
Mm. Yeah.
You mean you have more than $540 in student loans?
Right. Well, just for fun, Ashley, let's see how high it would have gone. Okay.
$680.
$720. $810. $1,000.
Oh my man.
Wow. That's all right, girl.
Okay. I feel you.
That's all right.
You never know.
You still got $540.
The banker must have had a nice
I'm
weekend.
I'm more than happy.
I guess so.
Well, Ashley, enjoy your $540. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank
so
you.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Baby.
From the text, has the vault closed without someone saying stop? Yeah, it has, man. That's the thing. You never know when the banker's going to close that door on you. That's why you got to be safe sometimes.
Also from the text, ooh, White Cheddar's voice. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, that cold makes him sound sexy.
Yeah, until you hear why he got that voice, him complaining that he had to hang around kids and they got him sick.
Had nothing to do with the raspberry party.
Yeah, nothing with the raspberry party at all.
Oh, man.
And if you want to play Beat the Bank, you didn't get out in this hour, don't worry. Beat the Bank is coming back less than an hour from now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got a text message from Kid Nation asking, whatever happened to that guy and that girl? The girl took them to a family function on their first date.
Aunt's
birthday dinner.
Yeah, took them to the aunt's birthday dinner.
Darren, right?
Yeah, it was Darren and Kayla.
Okay.
And we, at the end of the, at the call, they said they would be willing to go, they were going to go on a second date.
Yeah, it must not have been that bad.
So it wasn't a deal breaker for Darren. He just basically wanted to make sure he was right.
I think he wanted to get hot all the time.
Yeah, she's probably hot.
So we have Darren's number. We called him up to see if they went on that second date. And Darren, you guys went on a second date.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey. There he is.
Was it better than the first?
Hey, Darren.
What's up, dude?
So, so did she take you to a family function the second time?
No.
Okay.
No. We went to a restaurant, but that didn't stop the family from being a part of it.
No.
What do you mean?
Oh, boy.
They were calling and texting. One or two of them randomly dropped by the same restaurant, quote unquote, just, you know, at random. Like, oh, you're here too? Oh, my God. I feel like there's no separation there. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're just too entwined.
Mm-mm.
And I can't handle that, man. You know, I just it's just too much.
It's too much family.
Too much family involvement?
Yeah. You know, I don't. I want to be able to go to sleep at night, you know, and have that be the end of it. It shouldn't be like,
I'm with you. I dated a guy that we were on a vacation out of the country.
Uh-huh.
And his brother called him 5 times a day and he answered it every time. And I'm like, what's happening? You guys see each other all the time. And he's like, yeah, he's bored. I go, but we're on vacation.
Yeah.
How about once a day?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that connection, but
right. It's
too much for me. It's such a turnoff.
And it almost sounds like they're just joking around, trying to have a good time with you, but you still want to get to know this girl, Darren.
No, it's like they're addicted to each other.
I feel like it's not joking. I mean, this is the way of life. Like, they're just, there's no separation for them. They're always together.
Well, since you did meet the entire family, is there anybody else in the family you might want to date?
Nana's not looking so bad, I guess.
So it didn't work out for you, but at least you guys tried that second date, man. Thanks for updating us, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you know, it doesn't always work.
No.
My cousin has three daughters. And they in South Carolina. Oh, what does that mean?
Well, nothing. I didn't know where you were going.
Wow. That's so country.
No. You just started out with my cousin.
My cousin has
this
three daughters.
South Carolina.
I always get excited about where these go.
Yeah. Well, they're all, no, there's nothing scandalous or anything. It's just they each got married.
Uh-huh.
But they are always at my cousin's house. They love it. The guys love being a part of that family. But that, when you marry into that family, you are marrying into that family. And there is a man. Was it Kayla?
Uh-huh.
There's a man that would fit very nicely into that dynamic that loves the idea of being around family every week, but it's not for everybody.
Yeah, Darren seems just like a guy that's more of a lone wolf and wants to have his own relationship off the side.
Being around family every weekend is not necessarily a bad thing as long as it's fun.
Exactly.
You know, and you want to be there.
So, ladies, Jenna, Darren is single still.
Yeah.
Darren and I would have a great time.
Yeah,
I don't like being around anyone.
Bucket beer with Darren.
Yeah.
And reminding you that Love Letters Kelly's coming up in 30 minutes. Go to KidNation.com if you want to hook us up with whatever's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot, too.
Yeah.
You got a lot, Al?
Yeah.
Are you hoarding them over there?
I guess I am. I didn't realize I was taking them. There's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you had a lot.
Oh,
you
not me. No, I'm good.
Just you had a lot of baggage or something.
No, I'm good, actually.
Baggage.
How good?
There's nothing. Well, I don't say that, but I'm good. I'm good.
You're good, Al.
I'm good. I saw.
Oh, you saw what?
Okay.
Kind of. I said I was on a Bumble diet. I was.
A diet.
But
fast.
But I got a message, so I had to go to check my message.
Of course.
And so while I was there, I swiped a couple.
Yeah.
And I saw one of my crazy
ex-girlfriends.
Oh, you did? So obviously you went right.
So
yeah.
So
let's try this again.
Yeah.
So it just made me wonder, like, how many of these girls are crazy? I don't know.
But here's the difference. They might be crazy with you. People are different with the right partner.
Right.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
When you get matched up with the right person, the crazy kind of dissipates. There's no need when somebody's not bringing that out of you.
Yeah.
Like, somebody might be more reserved with one person, but then out there with the next. People are different with their different people.
Al, I'm with you.
People.
When I come across someone I've had crazy actual.
Yeah.
Encounter with.
It just made me wonder.
It makes
me
think all of these people.
Yes, it made me wonder. I wasn't looking. I was starting to swipe some more. It didn't make me look like, do I want to get with them? Like, it just made me wonder how crazy are you?
Yeah.
How crazy?
Wait, they like crazy on here?
Everybody
crazy
can be crazy.
Allowed?
Yeah. Everybody has
a crazy potential.
You could cherry pick people from my past. They tell you I was a nut job.
Yeah.
You know, but then you, with the right person, you're different.
Yeah.
I get it.
You need to give crazy eyes a chance.
It ruins what
I'm saying. No.
Yeah, just maybe round two, and maybe she figured things out.
No, not with her.
Oh, a different one.
Somebody
okay,
else.
Sorry.
He says he's wondering about other girls if they're crazy. No, you need to give them a chance.
Yeah, find out if they're crazy.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's something about you that's making them all crazy.
Does that make me crazy? It's tomorrow on the show.
Right. Speaking of crazy things, real quick.
Yes.
Jenna said baggage earlier, and it just reminded me of the story. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see what happened over the weekend?
With
grandma's bag at the airport.
No.
Apparently, she was sending some luggage to Bombay.
Well, she wasn't traveling with it.
She was traveling with it, but she wanted to put, this is supposed to go to Bombay, but then she realized, oh no, I'm not going to Bombay, I'm going to Brisbane. So she crossed off, she started writing Bombay on. And she crossed it off where it said bomb.
Yeah.
And so the bag says, bomb to Brisbane, Mumbai. And everyone at the carousel had a freak out moment because they're like, oh my goodness, somebody was actually
blatant enough
to write that this is a bomb. So it cost the airport to have a little bit of shutdown for a minute.
No.
And it was just it was just the grandma trying to get her bag. Or she just accidentally was put in the wrong city
grandma.
In there. Dang it.
I'm scared to even say like the bomb.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't say
nothing.
That.
You can't say that.
I try to get rid of anything that starts with blah.
I don't say anything that starts with
or
B.
Killed or
I don't say any B word.
Killed it. You don't want to say just nothing dangerous.
When I dap people at the airport, I don't blow it up afterwards. I just keep it. I just dap straight.
Yeah.
Can't mess. Don't play.
I don't mess around with that stuff.
Right.
Poor grandma, though. She was probably so sad that everybody was all mad at her.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're going to solicit for the game. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, let's play Beat the Bank Round 2. Your shot at up to $1,000 happens now. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-HEE-KID.
And hopefully you remember that password we just gave you less than 10 minutes ago, you know?
I do.
And big shout out to all our friends that traveled over to check out WrestleMania last night. You're probably just waking up now because that was a late one. I heard Ronda Rousey did excellent.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's saying she did awesome.
I forgot that's what she's doing now.
A lot of doubters out there on Ronda, but she performed perfectly from what I
did
keep reading.
Did she win?
Yeah, she won.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
spoiler alert. Spoiler. Yeah, but a lot of people are just waking up, and there's a lot of people watching.
I'm glad you won.
Hello to all our friends that caught WrestleMania last night.
All right.
And now, we got to get the love expert in the building for a segment we call...
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 23-year-old gay guy living in Houston, Texas. I've got a great stable job, nice apartment, try to be fittish, wink, Jenna, and think I'm a good, fun guy. The problem is, apparently no one else thinks so.
No.
I recently got back on Tinder, and it's drier than San Antonio in July.
Oh.
Constant days of swiping left and right in a 50-plus mile radius have left me with maybe 3 all-right matches. Many times before when I've used this for fun, I was abounding with matches. But now that I'm serious about dating, apparently it's killed my swipeability. I follow all of your rules. Good recent headshots, no prettier friends in the background, a good and honest full body pic, and I clearly state that I'm here for friends, dates, and maybe fun every once in a while. This has killed my confidence of a guy who could easily hook up on skeevier apps if I wanted, but I actually want a good relationship. I'm at a loss, Kelly. Is this something everyone goes through, or should I delete and start over, Brandon?
I have no problem with you deleting, giving it a few months rest, and trying again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't always work the first time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a minute.
Right.
Mm. This is the same story we've heard from part-time Justin. He says the same thing.
He's going through the same thing right now, yeah.
He wants a relationship, not a hookup, and that's a lot of what he's facing. So sometimes I think you just have to remove yourself from it, give it a chance maybe for some new faces to come on the scene and maybe try it at a different time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
do other things.
Justin. I know, I'm maybe 200 miles down the road, but...
But make sure you're doing things that also put you in positions to meet people in everyday life, you know.
Don't just rely on the app.
Don't just rely on the app. That's right.
Every time now, because you know I'm a homebody, every time lately I've taken a turn, you know, to go out more. Mm-hmm. I kind of quit on the app because it gets defeating. And then I was like, you got to get yourself. You're absolutely right. So yesterday I'm sitting on the couch. I'm like, I want to be sitting here watching golf. But then if someone wants to hang out, I'm like, I'm going to get up
right.
and get dressed on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do something for a little bit.
Gotta say yes.
To the benefit of my personal life. Yeah.
So, and also get the guy. I would think it would also benefit a man, you know, because it's all about there. People say all the time, there are no single men everywhere I go. There's no single men. They are there. They're there. You just need to find opportunities to start conversations, and it gives you a lot of confidence and what to say in certain situations. So get the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never looked at it from a gay man's perspective, but it's a book by Matthew Hussey. It might also help you with that because it's just like helping you intro conversations at a grocery store, at the coffee shop, where it's as simple as you see this really handsome person or this beautiful girl next to you, whatever the situation, and you're both standing there at the counter. What do you do? Well, it's as simple as,
hi.
Hey, it's not that simple. It's like, excuse me, have you ever tried these ham and cheese croissant things? Are they any good? Something like that. But here's the thing. The key to it is it's not just about, you know, how's this weather? It's asking for help because men like to be asked for help.
Right.
And so by even asking...
Make us heroes.
Asking for their help on deciding a sandwich is still... It's really interesting, the psychology behind it. So I recommend that and maybe take yourself off the app for a little while because it's doing nothing but defeating your confidence.
Yeah.
So do other things to build up your confidence and then maybe give it a try another time.
How about if you ask them about a sandwich and some loving?
Yes, available on iTunes, Audioboom.
Hello, I'm Alan.
sandwich and some loving.
That's right. Podcast action out there. Good plug.
You're
good
welcome.
Plug.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for 6.5 years. Both our second marriage with 2 kids of our own and 2 from my previous marriage. My husband has been in recovery from alcoholism for 2.5 years and works the steps faithfully. Recently, I was cleaning some stuff he left on the table and I found a notebook. Written on a piece of paper inside this notebook was a personal inventory. I know I shouldn't have read it, but it was in my face.
Oh, boy.
I usually leave his stuff alone. He has written as a part of his resentments to work on that he sometimes says he's tired early just to go lay down in bed to play games or Snapchat other women from his phone.
Oh.
He also wrote that he's guilty of flirting with the secretary at work, even though they're both married, and that he only just, quote, wants to look down her shirt when they're speaking.
Wait, so he's journaling this?
They tell you to do this. You inventory the things you need to work on.
He's being honest. This is his own personal journal.
It's an inventory. This inventory is supposed to be a personal thing, and it's also showing that he knows what he needs to work on, but I'm going crazy in my head. I had this weird feeling about the secretary long before I saw this. We've had our problems in the past with his infidelity and before he was sober, and I've had a pretty good trust in him for the past 2 years, but now I'm suffering with doubt. He's also the kind of person that will get angry and twist this around on me if I bring it up.
Yeah, because you violated. Yeah, don't say that right. Piece of paper just fell into your lap and was in your face. You went looking for trouble and you found it.
She said it was on the desk. And I get it.
Yeah,
you
didn't have to read it. Lying out there in the open. No, she was snooping. And she read stuff she didn't want to read.
Yeah.
And now it's festering. So here's what you got to do, in my opinion. You don't have to, you know, part of me says keep your mouth shut and move, keep on keeping on. But no, now you've created a problem and it's festering. It's going to get worse unless you just go to him and say, I screwed up.
Uh-huh.
Here, I start this. I screwed up. I violated your trust and I went into your journal.
Oh.
And I should not have done that.
Right.
But as a result of that, here's what I read, and if we don't address this, this is going to cause bigger problems in our marriage.
How about I want to help you?
Start with, I screwed up.
Yeah.
Start with that.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't have read his journal. You shouldn't have.
Because he's putting it down because this is what he's working on right now.
2.5 years sober, and he's working out his junk, and you violated...
Say that.
His what?
Save
what?
Just keep going.
You violated his trust. Now, you might turn around and say, well, he violated mine by flirting with the receptionist or whatever. Okay, now you've got that knowledge.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I would start with, I screwed up. I made a huge mistake. But this is what I've read, and now it's bothering me. And I'm afraid if we don't work on this, it's going to destroy our marriage.
And don't
approach it that way.
And don't get down on yourself, because we understand when you come up on something like this, it's hard not to read it. I would say over 50% of people, when you have that juicy of a piece of paper right in front of you, you're going to read it.
And when a receptionist or a girl is wearing a low-cut shirt, it's hard not to look.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. We don't have a receptionist. We don't have a receptionist here, so I don't know.
It's hard not to look. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We try.
But he's working on it.
We try to keep that eye contact.
Yeah.
But
the good thing is he's working on it. He wants to not do that. That's why he wrote that down. Good advice, O'Kelly. I messed up. Start with that.
Yeah, right?
Start with that.
Found your journal.
No, don't start with that, Jenna. Don't start. That's what starts the fight.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been together for 2 years now and got married in November. We went on a week-long honeymoon to Mexico in December. She then decided that she was going to go to nursing school and will not be working during school. And now she's made that decision. She wants to relax before she starts school and wants to take a trip to Italy. I have to work, so she will be going alone for 15 days.
No.
Is that too long? Should I be concerned that she's okay making that trip alone? Or shouldn't we plan this trip next year when I can go? That's from Trey.
Yeah, Trey, you got trouble here. When she's telling you what she gonna do. I'm gonna do, you know, it didn't say that you two had a discussion about it.
No.
You didn't discuss it.
She's
just making all these decisions. But this is the woman you married. You knew this going in. She didn't just suddenly become this person that makes all the decisions and does what she wants. No. Don't tell me this is a surprise.
Right.
You just had enough, finally.
No, you just finally, you know, come on, 2 years?
Come on.
This isn't a new revelation that she's something. No, her traveling 15 days without you. That's a huge. Who's she traveling with? She ain't going alone.
These are signs.
Like, she's not going alone to Italy. She's going with somebody.
She decided that she's going to nursing school, and when I'll be working during school. Like, she sprung this on him while they were in Mexico.
That's not cool at all.
You don't do these decisions without discussing. You're not a team.
A couple months after they got married.
No. This is warning.
Yeah.
Huge
danger.
Red flag.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah. Sorry, dog.
Who's she going to Italy with? I have a hard time. I know some people do travel alone. Al has done it.
Yeah.
Where they go somewhere by themselves.
He's single.
But then he was also... Yeah. Messing around when he was over there by himself, weren't you? Okay, come on. You are. I'm just saying, you don't travel alone and you're open to the possibilities of what could happen.
No matter what you say, when your voice tone goes like that, it's all we hear is, yep.
Tequila.
Big major life decisions your partner makes without consulting you and just tells you how it is. No.
It's not good.
It's the man or
I've
woman doing that.
I've been there. It's not good. I went to Mexico shortly after I got married. By myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm divorced now.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
What'd you do in Mexico?
I had fun. I'm seeing a frog.
You better put your foot down and show some sort of voice in this marriage. Because
the
head of the household. I mean, that's just...
Maybe she's waiting for you to step up.
People get mad at me for saying that. Yeah. It's 50-50. Well, the man is supposed to be the head of the household.
Right.
The man, you discuss things, but the man takes charge. And I'm happy in that.
For all you know,
my house.
She might be telling her friends, I get to walk all over him. He doesn't step up. She's just waiting for you to step up.
Put your foot down.
Yeah.
Because who's paying for that trip to Italy?
She is.
She's not working.
Oh, they're probably both paying.
Yeah, she's not working.
And then he is, yeah.
She just decides
he's going to tell you what she's going to do.
No, ma'am.
No, dog.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend and I had been together for 5 years. I broke up with her 5 months ago because of the unnecessary stress she was causing in my life while we were both working and going to school. The time we weren't together, I was not talking to her and going out and doing my own thing. It wasn't until about a month and a half later it hit me and I realized how much I need her in my life. I love her and I never should have done what I did. During the same month I broke up with her, she started seeing someone else. So I told her how I felt. I realized I was stupid and that I love her. It's been 4 months since then. We're going through the post-breakup phase. We still keep in touch, talk about how much we miss each other. But she's still seeing the other guy. Kelly, should I keep having faith and hope, letting her know we can still have something great in the future we always talked about? Or should I start to let go and realize that she's not going to come back?
Why don't you just let it go and see what happens? Because you didn't realize you wanted her until she cuts you off. And then suddenly now, she's enjoying this. She's got two guys wanting her. Her ego is...
She's going good.
Oh, man. It's blown out of the universe, her ego, so full right now.
Yeah.
So why don't you just...
It's hard. Let it go.
Cut it off and see how she starts texting you then. And then do you really want to be with a woman who's cheating on the guy she's with? With you.
No.
Right.
I mean, do you want a player?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
Nah.
But I would try cutting her off and just see how miraculously she starts coming around.
And she comes back. Solid advice.
I would just move on. You're not going to listen to me, so.
No, they might.
We
get people that listen, Kelly.
Every once in a while, somebody calls back and says, Kelly, I had a follow-up letter from a lady that said, you told me I was going to listen to you. Do we have that? And she said, but I listened to you, and my marriage is back on track.
See?
But for some reason, I feel like this guy's not going to listen to me.
Well, listen to her. Dang it. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, by the way, go to kidnation.com. And Love Letters was brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of letters.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, now that my husband and I started a small business, more than ever, Stamps.com is something we depend on.
Right.
Because anything you can do at the post office, as far as mailing packages, any time of day, whenever it's convenient for you, Stamps.com is the easiest way to access all those services of the post office. It never closes. If you have a computer, a printer, and one of these lovely digital scales.
They give you for free.
Yeah, that comes with your Stamps.com membership. You can mail everything from postcards to the big packages, get it all ready to go, and then the mail carrier picks it up for you. It saves you the back and forth, having to hang the back and 45-minute sign on the door. Time is money, right?
Right.
It's convenient, it's easy, very reliable and efficient, which is why we love it. So Stamps.com right now, you can enjoy their service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. If you go to Stamps.com and click on the mic at the top of the homepage and type in the code Craddock. That's Stamps.com and enter Craddock.
Boom. Got it.
The bang.
We're going to boom.
Beat the bang.
Shout out to Legoland for inviting kids' kids. Did they all have fun? Yes, they all did.
Saying, we went to Legoland over the weekend with kids. They invited kids out there. They didn't have They didn't have cool stuff like that when I was growing up. But this place was so doggone cool, wasn't it, Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for sharing my enthusiasm.
Is there a plaque with my name on it?
It was not.
It was not, JC.
Sorry.
In fact, there's a ridiculous celebration going on right now.
They're the ones that broke my world
record. Legoland.
Kelly, did Big Al get kicked out, by the way?
He got kicked out of a certain section that he tried to enter through the exit in an area that he was not only too heavy for, but too old for. It was not just a weight requirement. It was an age requirement. Limit.
Okay. Is this why, Al, you were saying you got to get back to the gym this morning?
Yes. Okay. I just said that. I got to get back to the gym.
Yeah, he's trying to break the rules because I'm Big Al. I can enter through the exit.
Sure, trying to go in there and have fun with the kids. Okay. The lady leapt over from Legos to stop me. Sir, I thought she was kind of kidding. Yeah, what's up?
No, she's not kidding.
Oh, no. You cannot be in here and you cannot come through that door. That's the
A couple people asked me where my children were. And I said, well, I don't have any kids. They looked at me like, what are you doing in here?
What children?
I'm just looking.
You should have gone, these are all my children.
Yeah.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing awesome.
So
I love how upbeat you sound.
I know it.
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
I'm at work right now.
What do you do?
I work at Gold's Gym.
Oh, you work at the gym.
I may see you later on today.
Big Al Max is going to be stopping by.
Yep.
Are you a personal trainer?
No, I work at the front desk.
So you're the greeter.
Even better.
My favorite people.
Yeah. Even better. Yeah.
They're the ones that get me smiling before you work out and say goodbye when you leave.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Well, Kimberly, why don't we go ahead and step up to the vault?
Hello.
Awesome.
Please enter your password.
Homework.
There you go.
Password accepted.
All right, Kimberly.
Way to go. You're halfway home, baby.
You're officially inside the vault with the banker. Here's how the game works. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job, Kimberly, is to yell stop as loud as you can when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Just pretend it's some guy using some piece of equipment wrong. Yeah. Just yell stop that loud.
Stop.
You're going to win whatever he last said. Now, it can get up to $1,000. Even if he says that, you still have to yell stop because if that vault closes on you, you get nothing. Okay, Kimberly?
Okay.
We don't like that because you're so friendly. We want you to win some money and we want to scream with you and all that good stuff. All right.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's play.
Okay.
Beat the bank.
$200, $310, $340, $380, $410, $440, $560, $580, $640.
Too dramatic.
$640 for you, Kimberly.
Way to go.
Man, you took that pause a very long time.
Yeah. Oh. What are you going to do with $640?
Spend it on my kids.
Aw.
Nice.
How old are they?
I have a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Aw. Yeah, you're going to be able to buy them so many toys.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a gym membership.
Maybe go to Legoland.
Yeah. y'all get discounts when you work there?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Cool. I'm going to get a job up there.
Okay. Hey, Kimberly, you got $640. That's all yours just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay. Thank
$720.
Oh, what a job.
830.
Not twice in a row.
No way.
970.
It's going to shut. I bet it's going to shut.
Yeah, I would.
1,000.
Twice in a row?
Does that ever happen? I don't know.
See, the banker's unpredictable. You never know.
Very.
Just because he went to 1,000 last time doesn't mean he can't do it again.
Yeah.
But you know what? Kimberly, you played it the way I think most people would have played it, and you got yourself $640.
Good.
Congratulations.
Job.
Thank you.
All right. Have fun today at the gym. There goes Kimberly with her $640. Your chance to win is coming back tomorrow. We play twice a day, 7:10 and 8:10 Central. Beat the bank.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.